And now we're in the swing of it. The pre All-Star game portion of the season is over.
Yep.
I guess Ronald Acuña in the three hole wasn't the cure all like I was trying to make it yesterday. Anyway, good morning to you, Randy. How are
you? What's happening, man? Yeah, dog over here. Appreciate all the people at Mercer for having us again. We'll also be out here tomorrow. Dukes and Bell are coming up after us here, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
Okay, so yeah, so everybody be out tonight. Obviously, the other Stakey and them and the morning shift, they were down at SEC Media Day, so that's also going on. Yeah, but I mean, you know, we talked a lot about it yesterday as far as, you know, hopefully you're tinkering, trying anything with the lineup. The two rain delays didn't help.
No. No, they didn't.
I was like, damn, this game's still on?
To be honest, it didn't help my my viewing either.
Yeah.
Like, we watched it while we were here, and then it was raining when we left. I clicked it on for a minute when I got home, and then they paused it again, and I was like, all right, I'll watch the recap tomorrow morning, which I did.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, but obviously they won the series talking about the Braves, but they did not get the sweep and everything. And like you said, we are at the All-Star break right now. You are who you are, in my opinion, at this time.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
come
but
on.
I mean,
95 games.
Yeah,
we know the deal.
You are who you are at this point. But, yeah, it should be a lot of fun. A lot of former players are in the house. Hopefully we get to talk to a couple of them. Then obviously all the best – the All-Stars are coming in town. Some probably already here. And, you know, just enjoy the festivities. We start off the night with the home run derby. Back gone. I don't know if he's doing it.
I wish he was. I don't think he does it anymore, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I liked Chris Berman and all of his shtick. I'm a Berman fan.
Ain't no wrong with that, man.
Yeah.
I mean, but then also, you know, kind of the disappointment of not having Ronald Acuña in it. I mean, Matt Olson's taking his place, but yeah, disappointing that he won't be able to participate. He will play tomorrow night, I'm assuming, but
yeah.
As far as just the home run dirt, he won't be there tonight.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I get it. You know, you want to be careful and all that, but like, he hit three home runs since he came back from the back tightness in a major league game.
Maybe it's just a constant swing game. I get it.
Yeah,
maybe.
And there's always that concern that people have had of like, the home run derby can mess up your swing
if you're not
a natural. I don't know. He swings pretty smooth. Like, it, whatever. I mean, it is what it is. We can nitpick it if we want. I really would have liked to have seen him do it because I like watching Ronald Acuña do everything on a baseball field. So that's a bummer. Like, he's the, you know, he's one of the biggest stars in the game, and it's his home park, and it would be cool to kind of make some of the weekend about celebrating his greatness.
Right.
Of course, he'll still be in the lineup to start the game.
Will they introduce him tonight?
Maybe, I don't know.
Participate, but unable to participate due to injury or something like that. They can't do that.
No, don't
they
do
can't
that.
Do that, especially if he plays tomorrow.
Don't do that.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Do
just
that.
Let Matt Olson take over, and hopefully he wins it. Like, it'd be, he can.
That'd be great.
He can go, you know, he could get hot as anybody as far as hitting the baseball. So,
because we talked about it last week, you know, when he was selected to the team, about, you know, his experience when he was back when the All-Star game was over at Turner Field.
He was at the home run derby when he was six.
So, I mean, that would be a cool thing if that can, you know, that full circle type thing comes about. But I'm excited to see Matt. He's a Brave. He's going to be in it, and hopefully he gets the groove. And there should be a lot of baseballs in the chop house because he's pulling it.
He feels to me like a guy who, I mean, certainly could win it, but
– distance.
Distance.
Yes.
Yeah, like he might hit the longest one
in
the game or in the derby, because every once in a while when he really kind of – gets the pitch he's looking for and extends his arms and just unloads on it.
Yes.
I mean, hits it over the chop house.
It's like a damn rocket.
I think the way that it's configured, right? Like the places that we like to hang out, that like green space with the screen and all that and the bar by the Blue Moon bar.
Okay.
I mean, if he gets a hold of one, you could get one out there.
Yeah.
If it bounces right off the top of something like that.
He smacks the hell out of the ball.
He could hit one out of
the
park, possibly.
He smacks the hell out of the
field.
Ball.
I think.
Yeah, man. But it should be an interesting, fun night, like you said. It would be a lot easier or more fun, maybe, if the Braves were a little bit better than they are currently, if you look at the record. But yet, you know, that the baseball draft was last night or yesterday and everything like that. The Braves picked a certain position over and over and over.
They did, They took a lot of shortstops.
Yeah.
Took a shortstop in the first three picks that they made. So I don't know if, you know. That's Nick Allen takes that personally.
It gets motivated?
Yeah, maybe it motivates him in the second half of the season. Yeah. Like, these guys are trying to replace me.
Yeah.
Or it's like, remember it was our conversation last offseason with the Falcons. It was like, never again. We will never again find ourselves.
I thought about that too.
We will never again go into a season lying to ourselves about Desmond Ridder being the starting quarterback.
Yes.
We're going to sign a quarterback and draft a quarterback in the first round. Never again. The Braves were like, we're getting shortstops, man. We got to get these guys in here.
Now,
it's ridiculous.
Hopefully, they.
Problem is with that, you're not going to see those guys for
a while.
Years.
You know, you're not going to see them for a long while. But I mean, yeah, always interesting when you. When you see the kids get drafted and all those different things. I saw a high school player was the number one pick.
Yeah, like 17-year-old kid.
17-year-old kid. Yeah. That reclassified.
Is it the Cooper flag of baseball?
Yeah. And then saw that Holiday, another son drafted in the top five, which is awesome.
You got good DNA in
that
family.
I mean? That's just awesome, dude. And so that's a great accomplishment for him and his wife. But, yeah, it's like, okay, that's the only thing about the MLB draft. I'm like, all right, whatever. It's because – it takes them forever to get here.
Yeah.
You know,
some of the guys have been a little faster.
A little bit.
Right?
Especially the pitchers.
Especially the pitchers.
Yes.
Paul Skeens seemed like he got drafted 15 minutes ago.
Yes.
And he's setting all kinds of records for first year and a half in the bigs. His team doesn't help him out very much. The Pirates lose all the games that he pitches.
Have they lost more one-run games than Joe? No, I'm about to say no. I don't know what they're
ranking. I don't think anybody's lost more one-run games than the Braves.
Yeah. And I was like, what is – their record when he pitches
bad,
yeah.
Better than normal,
right. Like,
by percentage wise, but they still lose a lot of the games that he pitches because they don't score any runs,
yeah.
Which is, you know, a situation that we're familiar with.
Yeah.
They did lose another 1-run game yesterday. they won 2 1-run games to start the series against the Cardinals.
They did,
but that just means they played 3 more 1-run games. They played like 51-run games in their first 95 games, which is just. I don't know. I mean, you could spin it as positive, like they're right there, they're really close, or you could be honest about it and be like, yeah, they play a lot of close games and they can't win because they don't score very many runs and their bullpen's not good. Jesse Chavez got a chance to come in and remind us that he was on the team yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Which was nice.
That was that.
4 earned runs in 2 innings for old Jesse.
That was fun, man.
Was it?
That was fun. No. Not yesterday. I'm talking about, you know, the – all right, Jesse's coming up.
Oh,
Jesse gets released from after spring training. Oh, he's coming home and all that. That was fun. Mm-hmm. I'm way over it now.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
one of those things.
It ain't even cute or key. No,
it's one of those things that's like a fun story to goof about.
Yes.
When you're 17 games over 500, and it's like, dang, this guy's 40 and he comes in for long relief still. He's on the team for the 13th time. But when he's like one of your viable options out of the bullpen because everything's a disaster,
yes,
that's not good. It's not funny.
Paul Skeens is 4-8 with a 2.01 ERA.
So
he's good. But I mean, you take the bad with the good. Michael Harris had a couple hits yesterday, which was great. We talked already about Ronald Acuña, no hits in the 3-hole after a big night the day before. Jackson Profar was pretty good yesterday leading off. And, you know, we are where we are.
Yeah, they're bad.
I'm curious.
They get a couple of days.
I'm
off.
Curious how we look, how we view it as far as if after the break is if Ronnie's going to stay in 3.
I don't know.
I think that's the most interesting thing right
now.
Yeah,
it really kind of is.
You know, getting to the back
half
of the season.
And then if they make any moves before the deadline, selling, whatever, probably not buying, selling. Ozuna did pinch hit yesterday.
Yes, he did.
So our theory about them saving him, they get him traded somewhere, maybe. Maybe not true. Maybe they're just trying to get him some rest because he's got a hip injury that we've known about for 2 months.
Then you give him a whole week off or so like that. I guess, man. I honestly don't know how the rest of this season is going to go as far as moves and things that the Braves intend to do. Hopefully this is one of those situations where we know this would be, what, day 3 of the 10-day IL for
Riley? Yeah, Saturday. So by the time they come back, I mean, I don't know if he'd be ready Friday. But hopefully that weekend, if he's able to do it, you know, with the ab injury that he picked up, or the, I think that's what it was, right? Lower abdomen injury that he picked up, put him on the 10-day. Look, I mean, it's we know what the end of the year is going to be. It's going to be more of the same.
Yeah.
They might make a trade or two at the deadline, and then they're going to slog their way to the finish.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's some fun moments throughout. So, but you got the All-Star game over the next couple of days, which is awesome.